I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. I don't care if they're for profit. They could be a billion-dollar industry. If you make the right pitch, I'm still going to give them money. But she never even got around to the pitch, which is the problem.
Stay all day, doctor.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive. And on top of this, a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Congrats on being here. Today's topic is about getting to the point. Getting to the point quickly in life, being clear and direct about what it is that you're after. Because getting to the point, sometimes you're the one trying to achieve something that may involve the participation of other people, and maybe they're not so open to it. Maybe they're not ready to say yes to you in whatever form that yes may come in. But even though you may not be able to get the yes or get the point, whatever that point is, immediately, you need to be clear in going after it. It should be clear to whomever you're looking to deal with or dealing with what it is you're after, and it should be clear very quickly, especially when you're dealing with people who don't know you. That's why I want to talk about here today. And the reason I'm talking about this is because if you follow me on Instagram or if you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard me talk about these Humane Society workers, or maybe I've called them ASPCA workers, but they're from the Humane Society, the United States Humane Society in Miami that I've been seeing them. Now, I found out a few things yesterday because let me first give you some background. Here in Miami, when I'm walking around in the downtown area of town or in this neighborhood called Brickell, there are these Humane Society workers that have these orange vests on sometimes. Sometimes they just have on regular business casual clothing. They will try to stop people as they're walking by in the street. Because where I live, there's a lot of foot traffic. They'll try to stop people as they're walking by in the street. And I believe what they're selling is donations to the Humane Society as their nonprofit organization. That's what I believe they're selling. This is why I say I believe, because I haven't listened to one of them talk long enough for them to get through their entire pitch. But I want to tell you what happened specifically yesterday that led me talking about this topic, because I've walked past many of these workers. I see them sometimes when I'm coming back from stores, when I'm just walking outside of my house, they'll be out there. Sometimes I manage to get by them because they're talking to somebody else while I walk by. Sometimes I don't. And oftentimes, I don't ignore them. I've never completely ignored one of them. I will answer a question that they ask because their strategy, I guess whoever taught them this, their strategy is to ask people a question as they walk by. And I guess hopefully the question will get someone to stop and listen to them talk, which is not, I don't believe that's the best strategy. We're going to get to a little bit of that strategy part because it's not really about sales today, but it is about getting to the point, which you do have to get to the point if you're going to make a sale. So this is what happened yesterday, right? I'm walking right outside the Brickell City Center in Miami, and there's a street corner here. These Humane Society workers, at least this particular group, they were smart enough or lucky enough, I don't know if they chose their locations or maybe they were assigned to them, lucky enough to be at a corner where there is a traffic light and there's a pretty busy intersection. So if you happen to catch a pedestrian who is right at that light and it just turned red, you got a good 90 seconds to 2 minutes to say whatever it is you need to say to this person. And hopefully they can get their whole pitch out or whatever they got to do to maybe make a sale. I think it makes it easier for them because instead of trying to stop a person who's already moving, you know, the law of inertia, you got a person who has already stopped. So maybe you got more of a chance to make your sale. So this is what happened yesterday. Now, as I've walked past people where I see these workers on corners where there's a stop sign or in the middle of a street where I have no reason to be stopping in the first place, I get caught at this red light yesterday. The light had just turned red at the moment that these two Humane Society workers approached me. I guess they tried to, I don't think they were double teaming me because one of them seemed to be an understudy. It was a black girl was the understudy, and this girl who I believe was from somewhere in South America, maybe Venezuela and Brazilian, she said, but I don't remember which country. She was the one doing most of the talking. So her first question is, sir, have you heard of the Humane Society? My answer was yes. And she offered me a high five. So I high fived her back. I'm a polite individual. High five her back after I told her, yes, I've heard of the Humane Society. Then her next question was, I believe her question was, do I like animals? Because usually their first question and second questions are those two. Sometimes they mix them up. Sometimes I'm asked, do I like animals when I'm walking by people, or do you like dogs? Things like that. Do you like animals? And have you heard of the Humane Society? Those are the first two questions. I guess their strategy is if you get a person to say yes twice, then that means they're more likely to say yes when you make them an offer. Maybe, but the way that this whole thing is set up, this whole strategy is really terrible. But anyway, let's continue the story. I say, yes, I heard as Humane Society asked me, do I like animals? I said, yeah, kind of. I mean, I wasn't very enthusiastic with the answer, but I did answer, yeah, kind of, I like animals. So anyway, she starts talking about Humane Society. She asked me, do I know that they're a nonprofit organization? I didn't really know that, but she was pointing to this little nonprofit logo in a corner of her name badge that she had around her neck. And I said, okay, that's cool. And then she started to explain that the biggest problems that the Humane Society is dealing with right now, because what they do is protect animals. They protect animals from getting euthanized, or they take in animals who are abandoned animals who don't have a home, animals that get found in the street, or injured animals. Often these animals are dogs and I guess cats, but often I think it's dogs. I think that's what the Humane Society really tries to get to people the most, to try to get these dogs adopted. And she said the biggest challenge we have right now are dog fighting rings that dogs get put into by people who like the dog fight, and puppy mills, which I don't even know exactly what a puppy mill is, but it's basically if you ever go to a pet store and you can buy a dog from a pet, like a commercial pet store, often those dogs come from puppy mills. At least that's the general knowledge that I've learned. I could be completely wrong about that. Someone may have some more detailed information. You don't have to share it with me because I'm not going to do a follow-up episode on dogs. But these are the two points that she said are their biggest challenges. So then she started to continue and say whatever it was she was going to say next. But by the time she started to say her next thing, guess what had happened? The light had turned green. Now, I told you this is 90 to 120 seconds, a minute and a half to 2 minutes that light is red right there on that corner in Miami, and a busy intersection in Miami. And all that time I was standing right there. She was standing right next to me, given her pitch. I guess this was her pitch. She had not yet told me what it was she was after and what it was I could do to help her complete the sale, whatever sale she was trying to make, because she was definitely trying to make a sale, but she was not going about it very good for a couple reasons. Number one, she probably has no sales training whatsoever. Whatever they did gave to her at the Humane Society, that was not sales training, because she never even made an offer, because you can't sell anything if you don't offer it, right? I can't sell you to subscribe to my podcast if I don't tell you that I have a podcast and you need to go to this place and click on this button, tap on this button to subscribe to the podcast. If I'm just talking, hey, do you know anything? Have you heard of discipline? Have you heard of confidence? Have you heard of mental toughness? Oh, you haven't heard of mental toughness? Let me explain to you what it is. By the time I get done explaining it, you're done listening to me and you don't even know that I have a podcast because I didn't even get to the point. So that's what I'm talking about here today. I actually went on Instagram and I did a couple, I guess you'd call this an Instagram rant, a couple snaps here in my story where I was talking about this exact situation that happened and why, not an angry rant, but me just explaining the same way I'm explaining to you now, that these people are wasting opportunity where maybe if she would have just came up to me and said, "Hey, sir, I'm from the Humane Society here in Miami. We are a nonprofit. We don't have a lot of funds. I just want to get a $10 donation from you so we can save some dogs from getting killed. Save some dogs from having to be put to sleep. Would you help us out?" Now, how long does it take to say that? 10 to 15 seconds? I might have said yes. I would have just pulled $10 in cash out of my pocket and gave it to her. Said, "Here, you can just leave me alone. Get the hell away from me so I can finish thinking about what I was thinking about before you came and started bothering me." Or said, "Hey, what do I need to do? What website do I need to go to? Can I pay it by PayPal? What is it that I need to do to give you what you want? I'll give you $1. I'll give you $5. What is it that you want?" But she never even got around to what it is that she wanted because she's doing all this background stuff. First of all, asking me these stupid qualifying questions. Have you heard of the Humane Society? Who cares if I've heard of the Humane Society? Does it even matter? Doesn't matter if I've heard of them or not. If all you're trying to do is get my money, what you need to do is talk about what I care about, which is maybe saving some dogs. If someone doesn't care about saving dogs, they're probably not giving Humane Society any money. So talk about the dogs, talk about them getting killed, which is like extreme and hopefully touches somebody's emotions. Somebody who would give a damn, somebody who would pay money to save dogs would feel emotional if you heard that a dog is getting killed, and then ask for the sale. That takes 10 seconds. It took her 90 seconds to ask a couple dumb qualifying questions and then start giving background information that mattered not at all. I don't care that Humane Society is nonprofit. I don't care if they're for profit. They could be a $1 billion industry. If you make the right pitch, I'm still going to give them money. But she never even got around to the pitch, which is the problem. And I'm talking about all of this not to give the Humane Society a lesson, but to tell you that in life, you got to get to the point of what it is that you want, especially when you're dealing with someone who is short on time. And short on time is relative, and what's going to bring us straight into my first point here today. Number one, people who do not know you are short on time. When you're dealing with, talking to, sending an email to, making a pitch to, trying to stop someone in the street who does not know you, they have not heard of you, they have no relationship with you whatsoever, they are very, very, very short on time when it comes to listening to you. Why? Because they don't know you. They have no relationship with you. They don't care about your feelings. They don't care about your problems. They don't care about your challenges. They don't care about what you are trying to accomplish, not because they are bad people, not because they don't have feelings, not because they're jerks, but because they don't know you. They might care about one of their best friend's challenges. They might care about their husband's or their wife's problems. They might care about their grandmother's needs. They don't care about yours because they don't know you. So when you're talking to someone who you don't know in any form, I don't care if it's someone who you're trying to talk to on the escalator in the mall, if you're cold calling someone in a business, if you're sending an email, a cold email to a person who has never heard of you before, we don't need all the backstory. You don't need to tell your whole life story. You don't need to explain all the parameters of what it is that you're doing. You definitely don't need to ask a whole bunch of qualifying questions to find out if this person could actually do what it is you want them to do. You need to first be clear about three things: who you are, what it is that you want, and how this person can help. You need to be clear about all three of those very, very quickly when you're talking to someone you don't know, because you may only have enough time to say just that before they're like, "You know what? I gotta go." Because as this woman was talking to me, the Humane Society, she's in the middle of talking and she's giving more explanation about this and that has nothing to do with what her actual sale is, which is give us money so we can keep these dogs from having to get killed, which I believe is the bottom line of everything she was about to talk about. By the time she was even, I don't even know how far into her pitch, again, she hadn't even gotten to that part yet, I said, "Hey, the light's green, I gotta go." And I just walked away. It was my time. I don't have to explain me walking away with my time. But the fact that she didn't even get to her pitch is disappointing to me. And is even more disappointing that the Humane Society has these workers out there working and don't even know what the hell they're doing. And they're wasting time because, again, they might have been able to get some money out of me and probably thousands of other people yesterday had they had some better sales pitch. And I went on Instagram and I'm talking about it and I was tagging the Humane Society in Miami, and the Humane Society in Miami actually sent me a DM and they said, "Hey, that's not us. That's the National Humane Society that sends workers out into the streets to do that. We don't do that kind of stuff." And then I went on my story and I actually clarified. I said, "The Humane Society in Miami said it's not them, it's a national one," which makes it even worse because the national one, you would assume the National Society would have more money than a local chapter, right? So if the local chapter is not doing dumb things, they got to pay those workers. I'm sure those workers are not on commission because all of them would go broke. Maybe they are on commission, but the National Humane Society. If any of you have any ties to them, send them a link to this podcast episode so they can get their shit together. I can even help them out. It wouldn't take me but an hour to teach them how to do sales better. I guarantee their sales will go up the very first day. Back to my point here, and today's topic again is getting to the point in life. People who don't know you, who don't have a relationship, you don't have time to explain to them. Quickly address what it is that you want from that person. And here's the thing that you need to understand. And this takes us into point number two. Not everybody's going to want what you are offering. Not everybody's going to be willing to fulfill what it is that you're asking for. And that's completely all right. When you're in sales, there are some people who are just going to be, no, I'm not interested. Some people are not even going to want to hear what it is that you're offering. They don't care what you're offering. They don't care what you need. They don't even want to hear you talk about it. There are going to be people who say no. But the thing is, the more quickly you get to the point of what it is that you want, and the more clear you are with the point of what it is, the faster that person who is a yes or a no can identify and let you know, hey, yes or no, and you can quickly move on to the next person. See, if I don't care about dogs, like let's say I don't care about dogs and I hate dogs, and I just want to see every dog in the history of the world die, and that's not how I feel, but let's just say that that is how I felt, right? And I heard her say, hey, do you like dogs? And let's say that I said, yes, I lied because I wanted to get on the inside. You know, I want to do an inside job and get rid of all the dogs. And I sat there and let her go through her whole spiel. It would have took her probably 6, 7, 10 minutes to get through her whole pitch before she asked for money. And I would say, hell no, I don't want to give you no money because I want to see the dogs die. So if I don't give you money, that means more dogs are more likely to die than if I was to give you money. Hell no, I'm not giving you nothing. Then I just turned around and walked off. It took her 10 minutes to find out that I'm not interested, when it should have took her 30 seconds to find out I wasn't interested, just by saying, hey, I'm with this company, this is what we're doing, this is what we need and why we need it, are you willing to help us out? I would have been like, hell no. And that would have took 30 seconds. So that would have left her 9 minutes and 30 seconds to talk to, well, how many more people is that, 18-19 more people, where she can make the exact same pitch and find the people who would actually pay the money. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So the faster that you get to the point of what it is that you want, when you say to people, this is what I'm doing, you're clear about, first of all, who you are, secondly, what you're doing or what you want, and third of all, what it is you want this person to do, because there are 1 billion people in the world. If you're talking to 8 billion people in the world, if you're talking to somebody, hopefully you're talking to a person who can do something about what you need, right? You need to make sure you're identifying, is this the right person or is this not? Someone told me in sales, you got to know if you're talking to a prospect or a suspect. See, a prospect is a person who could prospectively do something for you. A suspect is a person who can't do a damn thing for you. You shouldn't be wasting too many time talking to suspects. But if your pitch takes too long, like this woman from the Humane Society, you don't even know if you're talking to a prospect or a suspect until you get through all of this stuff. And then you finally learn you were talking to the wrong person. When I used to work at Bally Total Fitness, there were these people who would come in with these renewal offers from Bally. Basically, if you had been a member of the gym and then you canceled your membership, there was some period of time Bally would send mail to you and say, hey, come back to the gym and we'll give you this great introductory offer, $10 a month or something like that. When the regular membership would be $40, you only had to pay $10 because you used to be a member. We want to bring you back. So getting that new member in there was really big business for Bally. So someone would come in and they would call the gym and say, hey, I'm interested in joining the gym. But they wouldn't even mention that they had this renewal offer. Then they would come into the gym and I would go through a whole presentation with them. I'd get them the whole showing of the gym the same way that I would show a brand new person who never been there before. We sit down in the room and I start presenting memberships and they would say, well, look, I got this thing in the mail that's a renewal offer from Bally. They said I could just join if I just show you this. And then I would sign them up. They were right. I did sign them up with that. And then my manager would say, well, how did it go with that person? I would say, well, they had this renewal offer thing. And he would get pissed, not at me, but kind of at everybody, because it would happen to all of us sometimes who didn't know better. At least when I first started, he would say, you always got to ask people, have you been a member before? Have you been here before? Have you received? If they say yes, ask them, have you received anything from the gym? Have you heard anything from the company since you last were here? That way, if they say yes, I got this renewal offer, listen, just bring them in the room, sign them up on a renewal offer, and get their ass out of there so they can go to the gym, so you can get back to actually selling somebody a membership, because that doesn't even count as a sale for me if all I'm doing is renewing a membership. That's a company sale. That's a corporate sale. Do you understand what I'm saying? So instead of me spending 45 minutes dealing with this person who I couldn't even get a sale from or a commission from, I could have spent 3 minutes with that person, got them the exact same result, and they would have been had got the same thing that they would have got the first time, and I would have had more time to go actually do my business and make myself in the gym more money. So you got to be very clear in your pitch or in your question asking or in your qualification process, anything that you do, is this the right type of person? Are they capable and qualified of doing what I want them to do? And are they even interested in learning how they can do what I want them to do? These are all things you need to be able to communicate within the first 10 to 20 seconds of talking to a person. And I don't care if you are not in sales directly. Anything that you are doing, you need to know. I'll tell you another story. I heard this guy, Bomani Jones. Bomani works for ESPN. He used to be on the Dan Le Batard show with Poppy, Dan Le Batard's dad. He left that show because I believe he just took on a bigger role at ESPN. I think Bomani has his own show. I'm not sure it's a TV show. I know he does radio, but I know he does a lot of stuff on ESPN. Listen, I don't even own a TV, people. Just know that Bomani works for ESPN. All right, that's the point. Now, Bomani was telling a story about how when he was in high school, I believe he's from Texas, he was in high school, and this guy walked up to his lunchroom table one day. And Bomani was sitting at the table. There were some ladies at the table and there were some gentlemen at the table. And this older dude walks up to the table and he says he used some really vulgar language referring to women, a word that begins with a B, referring to women. And he asked, like, which one of you B's is fill in the blank, something that he said. But the man referred to all these females as bitches. And after the conversation had ended, whatever it is that happened in the conversation, Bomani asked this guy, he said, yo, why would you walk up to a table? And Bomani said, you know, I was shocked when I heard this guy talk like that. I'm like, I had never heard a man talk to a female like that, or at least not directly. I heard guys say it kind of in a song, or I heard guys say it when they're just talking to other guys, or if you're trying to be mean to a female, like trying to piss a girl off, or they just got a bone to pick with a female. I've heard them do that, but I never heard one of them walk up and do it in such a brazen fashion like this guy had just done. So he asked the guy, hey, why would you walk up to a table and in such a friendly tone use that kind of language referring to females? And Bomani said the guy told him, he said, listen, dude, because the ones who aren't interested in hearing that kind of language, who don't want to be talked to that way, are, you know, they have, I guess, a certain level of self-respect that they would never respond to a man who will refer to them that way. Those ain't the girls I'm looking for. I'm looking for the girls who, as soon as they hear a man talking like that, they're all in. They're like, yeah, that's the guy that I'm going to respond to. That's the guy that I'm going to talk to. I'm just looking for them. I'm not looking for any other type of female. And I'm telling you that to tell you this. He was qualifying the females that he wanted. Because as soon as he walked into a room and he starts saying bitch this and bitch that, the females who said, no way you're going to be talking to me like that, they immediately were turned off. And they're like, well, to hell with this guy. I'm not giving this guy the time of day. I would never even speak to this guy. I'm not even going to look at this guy. And he could see that immediately. All right, no, 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 no. And then he looked for the ones who were responding to it. He said, okay, these are my prospects right here. These are the ones I need to go after right here. All the rest of them are not interested. They're not going to give me any more time. I'm not going to give them any more time. He was immediately qualifying and moving on to the next step in his process. Hope everybody's still following me here. Point number three, today's topic is getting to the point in life. When you know exactly what you want and why you want it and how a person can help, it's very easy to be clear. See, exactly as the story that I just told you that Bomani told when he was in a lunchroom in, I don't know if this was in high school, maybe in college. I think it was in high school. When you know exactly what it is that you want, who it is that you're after, why you want it, and what that person can do for you, it's very easy to make a clear pitch because you can speak that person's language. You can say exactly what it is. Hey, listen, I'm with the Humane Society. We're trying to keep dogs from getting killed because you give a donation so we don't have to euthanize 35 more dogs tomorrow morning. Listen, someone who really loves animals, somebody who has pets, somebody who's a very empathetic individual. I know a whole lot of people who, if you said just that, that's going to pull some strings in their hearts and they will give money. Guaranteed. But you got to be clear as to what it is that what you want, why you want it, how they can help. And then you can give a very clear pitch. These people who are working for the Humane Society, they don't know. They don't know what they want. They don't know why they want it. And they don't know how people can help. Actually, I think they know all three of those things. I think they have been trained to go through a much longer process, is making things much less clear, much more murky. Again, if I hadn't been through this process with the humane people and seen them standing out there asking these dumb questions so many times, I would have no idea what their purpose was because I didn't listen long enough for the girl to even get to the point. When something is clear for you, it's easy to make it clear for others. When you know exactly what it is, the outcome, what is the outcome that you're going after? It is easy to tell other people, this is the outcome. It's easy to communicate to people, this is the outcome that I'm going for. This is who I'm looking for. Who are the people who are interested in this? You can quickly go through numbers. Okay, he's interested. No, no, no. She is. Let me talk to her. No, 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 no. He is. All right, he is too. Oh, both of them over there. You can easily pick out who are your people. And if you can't see that they're the people, again, you got a quick pitch. The same way this guy in the lunchroom did, calling girls bitches, in the same way these Humane Society workers would if they would get some training from Dre all day on how to actually make their pitch so they can make some money so they don't have to euthanize some dogs. Let's recap today's topic, which is getting to the point in life. Point number one, people who do not know you, with whom you have no relationship, are not going to give you time to explain yourself or your process or your business or your life. You need to quickly address what it is that you want and how they can help, because they may not have it and they may not be able to. The sooner that you know that, this is point number two, the sooner that you know that and they can identify and let you know, yes, I am that person. No, I'm not that person. Yes, I do have that and I can help you. No, I don't have that. And even though I want to, I can't help you. The sooner you can identify that or allow them to identify, the more quickly you can get to whatever your outcome is, whether that's completing the deal with that person or moving on to the next person who may be able to complete the deal. And point number three, when you know exactly what you want, why you want it, and how somebody can help, it is very easy for you to be clear. If it is not clear for you, the answers to those three questions, you should not be talking to anybody about what it is that you're doing, because you won't be able to be clear. They won't be able to understand it. And there's no way anybody can help you if they can't understand what it is you want them to do. Get it? It's hard for you to make it clear for others. It will help for you to make it clear for yourself. It's not clear for you yet. You're not ready to talk about it to the public. Once you get clear on it, it's easy to share it with anybody else. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.